Darren, you have JobSpot. What have we got today?
We got four in total, John. Three of them are for Logstrup Tune, but beforehand, we'll start with Gibson's Bar Shrule. Have a vacancy for an experienced bar person for 3 to 4 shifts per week, evenings and weekends. Email tjgibbons@gmail.com. The other three jobs, Logstrup Tune, are hiring sub-assembly operators. Duties include assembly of components and kits. Full training provided. Apply via email to info@logstrup.ie. Logstrup Tune are also hiring mechanical assembly operators. Duties include the mechanical assembly of electrical panels. Previous experience in mechanical assembly would be an advantage. Full training provided. Email CV to info@logstrup.ie. And again, Logstrup Tune are hiring machine shop operators. Duties include the operation of press brakes, punch presses and saws. Previous experience would be an advantage. Full training provided. Email CV to info@logstrup.ie. And if you need any phone numbers or email addresses, please call our reception on 091-770-0077. Search hashtag Galway Jobs on social media or go to goabfm.ie/jobspot.
Before you go, Des, we'll go a bit Mayo.
Of course it will.
One of the listeners agrees, Jenny, was she's saying 2 10 to 15 points. It might be tight.
Oh, look, John, the reality is with Galway Mayo matches, with the exception of one or two, this is the 12th consecutive year they've played in the Championship. And since 2016, I think there's only been one game where there's been more than 3 points in it. Mayo, like on four, might go in as favourites. But look, Galway are always up for Mayo Pier Stadium. We haven't beaten Mayo in a Connacht final since 2008. But Galway have beaten Mayo recently in the Championship. That being said, Mayo did not go out in the All-Ireland preliminary quarterfinal last year. It's going to be a great day on Sunday.
This is going to be long grass in Pier Stadium. Thanks, Dad. Thanks for that. And we're coming back to studio because we're joined across me now by Joshua Byrne for Trending Topics. Joshua, good morning. It's great to have you with us. And there's an interesting one in the UK. They're looking to crack down on cyber attacks and trying to ban the use of easy passwords.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one, and we're sticking with the UK really all day today. And this is something that we're all guilty of, making easy passwords. So from today, new laws in the UK are aiming to make it tougher for cyber attacks to succeed. So common and easily guessed passwords like admin or 12345 are being banned in the UK. And this is a world first. So the first laws of these kind. So as well as default passwords, if a user suggests a common password, they're going to be prompted to change it on creation of a new account. So we all have it where we make a new account for something and we throw in an easy password. It could be an account that, you know, you're just prompted to make an account to access something, and we throw in, you know, I don't know where we're from or something like that, or Arsenal or Man United if we support them, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, and this comes on a report by Which, and they recently reported that a home filled with smart devices could be exposed to more than 12,000 hacking attacks from across the world in a single week. So they calculated that 2,684 attempts the hackers would have to try and guess passwords on 5 devices in a household, which is quite harrowing figures. I mean, we all have more devices than that in our households, really. Mm. So yeah, these new measures, they came into force in the UK yesterday, and they are the first country in the world to introduce these kind of laws. So under the law, all manufacturers of kind of internet connected devices, so your mobile phone manufacturers, even smart doorbells and high tech fridges, okay, you know, that kind of thing, they'll be required to implement to these security standards of, you know, having a password that isn't guessable.
Okay, and to discuss this a bit more, you have a nice report for us.
Yeah, Channel 4 had a report just to explain it a small bit more.
The UK has just made some of the most common passwords illegal. Is yours on the list? Some passwords are so easy to guess that hackers are getting into our phones, game consoles, and even doorbells with almost no effort. So the UK government has just banned companies from setting them as the default on products. So next time you buy a device, it won't be set to admin or 12345. You'll get a unique code instead. It's harder for you to remember, but it should keep the hackers guessing for longer.
It's all interesting, Joshua. And so what's this actually going to mean if you're making a password in the UK today?
Yeah, so there'll be minimum standards that you have to meet. So there'll be security standards that each password just simply has to meet. So each password that you try and make, basically... So they will have they'll have AI kind of there that will make sure that you're not using a password that is, you know, easy for hackers. But some of these passwords, Sky News had the 10 most commonly used passwords in 2023 in the UK, and some of these are funny. One of them is actually just password. One of them is Liverpool. One of them is Arsenal. One of them is Chelsea. So, you know, three of the most supported clubs in the Premier League over in the UK. And one of them is QWERTY, so QWERTY. And I was caught out by that one. But if you actually look at the top left of your keyboard, it's the first five letters across. So people are just seeing the first five letters on their keyboard and saying, right, that'll do, that's my password. So, so according to recent figures, 99% of UK adults own at least one smart device in the UK. And we can imagine that these figures are very similar in Ireland. So we are all susceptible to these cyber attacks. It would be nice to see legislation like this come in over here as well.
And this next one is going to intrigue me an awful lot. ESL One Birmingham. It's this electronic sports league, and thousands of fans are heading to the West Midlands to watch professional video gamers. And I actually have a bit of an addiction where I watch this guy playing prop hunt on TikTok called All Time 101. Mm-hmm. So I'm really interested to hear about this, Joshua. It's going to be a big event in the UK.
Yeah, so it's a huge one, really. And I mean, we all say the generation I grew up in anyways would have all been used to growing up playing video games, but certainly wouldn't have thought that it would be normal for 15,000 people to go watch a video game tournament. But that's what's happening over in the UK at the moment in Birmingham. It's not a traditional tournament. It's professional gaming, and fans are watching the best players in the world play their favorite game, which is a game called Dota 2, which is kind of a strategy game. I heard one person describe it as chess with just loads of colors. So very stimulating, I suppose. Around 15,000 fans from across the world are in Birmingham watching pros go head to head, and this is it's a crazy event. You know, you see some of the teams, and they actually have their nation's flag in the background. It's very, you know, it's like you would see in any sort of tournament, but it's actually professional gamers. And this is something I know certainly 10 years ago I couldn't have dreamed of having an event like that. Dota 2, it's not an extremely popular game. I think it's for the kind of gaming purists, if you know what I mean.
Never heard of it.
No, it's like I said, it's a strategy game, but I feel like it's the very hardcore kind of people involved in that are playing that kind of game. There's two teams of five players in the final, and one is from the UK and the other is from Saudi Arabia, and they have been playing each other, and BBC News had this report just to give it a bit more context.
Well, the grand final of one of the world's biggest gaming contests has been taking place in the UK. 12 teams of professional gamers have been battling it out for prize money of just under £800,000. That's around $1 million. The ESL One tournament sees players compete in the multiplayer battle game Dota 2. Andrew Rogers has more.
This crowd is going to make this one of the most legendary series of all time. Am I right?
Roaring crowds, pyrotechnics, even a live orchestra. And that's before the game's even started. For fans of the game Dota 2, this is a massive event and a chance to see some of the best professional players in the world.
If you don't know about it, you think, well, you're still watching people on screen, right? It's like, why can't you do that at home? But it is a completely different ballgame if everybody comes together and you have the atmosphere and everything.
Such a high skill ceiling, so seeing the best players in the world do it, what a masterpiece.
And Joshua, you must be having a heavy bank holiday weekend because I know you've already looked ahead to next week.
Yeah, so I want to look and talk about the new AI companion, Rabbit OR1. I see everyone's talking about it at the moment and I haven't looked into it myself yet. So I'll be looking into that and getting back to you. But the tech world is going mad about the Rabbit OR1 at the moment.
Brilliant. Joshua Byrne from our news department, thank you for joining us on Goer Talks. Still to come on the programme today, we've Helen Mannion in for the Evergreen Slot and we have some live music. So all that plus lots more topics coming up between now and 12 noon. Good morning.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.
We're joined by Helen Mannion from Evergreen for the Evergreen Slot. And Helen, a lot of questions in today. The first one, my daughter plays a lot of sports. Does Evergreen have a good natural deodorant that'll work?
Yes, it's time of year, you know, it's getting warmer, we're getting more active and everyone is more self-conscious about sweat and odour and how they feel dry. We have loads of natural deodorants. We actually have some really effective deodorants. And what they will do is the two minimum things you want from deodorant is they will mop up the sweat, they will kind of give like a feeling of dryness and help with the body odour. And they're all natural, they're aluminium free, parabens free, yes, starch in there, some baking soda. And people really give me good feedback on them. We have some for everyone and they're good for the environment, they're good for less packaging, less plastics, more sustainable. There'll be an adjustment period really. So, you know, if you're transferring from a regular deodorant antiperspirant, you might need to try maybe for like a month. But yeah, we get good feedback. So, you know, when you have a sweat on during the match on Sunday, John, you know, natural deodorant might help you there. Keep you nice cool and calm.
Yeah, I won't be sweating anyways. Which is better, turmeric or curcumin?
So basically, everyone knows how good turmeric is. And what it is antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, and it's great for everything. And what the curcumin is, probably the most active ingredient in the turmeric. And now we have it available by itself for the last couple of years. And like it's probably the one they have done the most research on. It's only maybe 5% of the turmeric preparation, but it's good to get that active ingredient by itself just for all the benefits that you take turmeric. So anti-inflammatory, antioxidants, so for the joints, digestion, for the skin. The issue sometimes can be absorbability. So make sure, and some people kind of say, you know, have to take it with black pepper. The biggest thing I find is you take it with a fatty meal. So a good breakfast or a good lunch, make sure you have some fats in there, a bit of butter, a bit of oil, and that'll enhance the absorption for you. Obviously, if you're on medication, double check with your doctor to make sure in case there's an issue with any contraindications there.
Mm. Now, someone else says, I heard lately that nettles are a good tonic after winter. Would Evergreen stock a nettle tea or supplement?
Yeah, of course. We always have loads of nettles, teas. We have capsules, tinctures. And it's one of those things I would have always kind of come across as a blood purifier and as a tonic because it's so high in nutrients. Loads of iron, magnesium, calcium, silica. And they will all lend to you, can give you a good boost of health, boost of energy, anti-inflammatory, you know, this time of year for allergic rhinitis. So many things we use it for. But yeah, we have it in a really nice juice. We have it in drops and it kind of just, you know, a bit of time to kind of shake off the winter. There's loads of nettles out there now. So obviously it's a good time of year to go picking it if you want to. But basically, yeah, so for energy, for the urinary tract, for prostate support, hay fever, definitely a good one to try to kind of maybe break the winter and spell of the winter and get a good old boost going on, you know.
Okay, what is the best to heal a scar after an operation?
So externally, I'll always go with rosehip seed, even for bites and for, you know, any kind of damaged skin. And it's really good to promote wound healing, good to reduce appearance of scars, and especially wrinkles, any kind of stretch marks, just for generally for the skin to look well. Internally, I will always go with vitamin C. It will help speed up and make that wound healing and the repair a lot more efficient and faster. So you'll get a lot of a better result afterwards.
Okay, finally, is black seed oil good to help with inflammation?
So black seed basically has become really popular the last couple of years. A lot of my African and Far Eastern customers, Middle Eastern customers would have been using it for years, for thousands of years in their countries and their food and just for optimal health and longevity and for loads of different things. And we have a liquid and capsule and it's basically black cumin seed, blessed seed is called. And it has a really active ingredient called thymoquinone. And what that will always do is it will help as an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So when they come in store and the feedback I get from it, really, it would be a lot for joint issues. I had a customer the other day who found it really good for her tennis elbow. Heart issue, say heart inflammation, skin, this respiratory like asthma, so many different things because it is anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So yeah, it's really popular. It doesn't taste great, so put it on your food or put it into something. But yeah, the feedback is good and it's getting better and better as the years go on.
Right, Helen Mannion of Evergreen, thank you for joining us on Galway Talks.
You're welcome, John.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.
To your comment lines very quickly, and there are new roadside lights on the Ormore Coast Road the last few weeks put in, and it's near a junction to Dugoosh Road, and these new lights are very bright and blinding and shine into the fields across the whole road from the far side. They are way brighter than the street lights from going from the railway station to the far side of Ormore. I've heard a lot of people complaining about those lights. I think that the housing estate needs to check in on these lights. Could you look into this, please? We'll look into this and see if there's anything that can be done in relation to that query from our listener. If you have a query that you want to get into us, do so to our text and WhatsApp number straight away. That is 086-3833-553. You can phone Siobhan reception on 0917-00-77 and email comments at goaibayfm.ie. Now it's time to announce our winner. Because the big question is, will Galway beat Mayo? It is the Connacht GAA Championship, and the big question is, will Galway beat Mayo? The Galway senior football team take on Mayo in this year's Connacht Championship final on Sunday at 4 o'clock in Pearse Stadium. The Tribesmen will be bidding for 3 in a row Connacht titles against their age-old rivals. Supporters are advised to buy their tickets in advance. Tickets are available from ga.ie/tickets or at selected SuperValue and Centra stores. No tickets are on sale at the venue on the day. Connacht GAA, where we all belong. We asked you to text in maroon and white, and I can tell you that the winner of that competition for a pair of terrace tickets to Pearse Stadium this Sunday is Joseph Kane in Knocknacarra. So you haven't far to go on Sunday, Joseph. Congratulations to you, and we hope you enjoy the match on Sunday and that the result goes your way as well, whatever that result may be. But still to come on the programme today, we have live music coming up now, and we're really looking forward to it because there is a busy night to be had in Campbell's Tavern in Headford tonight. More on that after these. Good morning.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Find hundreds of used cars to suit your budget in Windsor Motor Mall Galway, located on the Monavay Road.
Good morning, you're listening to Galway Talks with John Morley. I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Joachim Cooder, and we also have someone who's performing with you tonight as well, Raina Gellert on the fiddle. You're both very welcome onto the programme today, Joachim. I'll go to you first. It's a big night over in Headford in Campbell's Tavern tonight.
Yes, we are very excited to return. We played there over the summer in August and couldn't wait to come back.
Yeah. And people would be well used to and well known of your legacy, because your father was a very well-known musician.
Yes, I am the son of Rye Cooter, he's a great lover of Irish music and has done many collaborations with the Chieftains over the years. So it was a big part of my childhood growing up, surrounded by the wonderful music of Ireland.
Brilliant, and you've been on a big tour of Ireland there since Thursday the 25th of April. How have you found it so far?
Well, we were pretty blown away last night in Westport. That was quite a good crowd in Matt Malloy's pub.
It's a good place.
Yeah, that just was too much. We loved it. We have 5 shows left.
And in terms of music for you, I know you've released a number of albums and you're building up for one now in the autumn as well.
Yeah, we're still, because of the pandemic, I never got to really tour my record that came out. It's called Over That Road I'm Bound, the songs of the great banjo player Uncle Dave Macon from the 1800s. And so we're excited to be playing some good old fiddle and banjo tunes tonight. And then I think this fall, maybe October, I'll have a new record coming out called Dreamer's Motel.
And you mentioned your father as well, and he would have collaborated with a lot of very well-known Irish artists.
Yes. I mean, there's the Chieftains, and he did a song with Sinead O'Connor that I was able to sit and watch as a teenager, I think I was. the Chieftains and him, they did a few records together. So I think that was the longest running Irish collaboration.
Mm. Now, the album you're going to be launching in the autumn is called Dreamer's Motel. Talk to us a bit about that. What's that going to be like?
That is, whereas the last one was all songs by another person, Uncle Dave, this is all, I bring this back to my own songs. And my trusty companion, Raina, plays fiddle on it. And we have been doing a bunch of tunes from that tonight and on this tour.
Mm. And talk to us about what you actually play. So you're on the vocals, but you also have percussion. And what's this electric mbira? Am I pronouncing that right?
It's an mbira, yeah. It's basically, if you picture the little African thumb pianos that you see around, this is the largest, grandest version of that, and it's electric, and I plug it in and go through some nice effects and make it sound real big.
Mm. You mentioned Raina Gellert, who joins us here. You're playing the fiddle, Raina. What's been like collaborating with Joachim on all this?
It's been fantastic. When he just first started working on the Uncle Dave Macon record, he gave me a call and told me what he was working on, and I was basically like, I mean, he was inviting me to be a part of it, but I said, I would be so angry if you had not invited me to be a part of this, because I love Uncle Dave Macon so much. And we've had a great time working on that stuff. And then after that, yeah, I mean, I just send him little bits of fiddle noises every now and then, and somehow he works it into the new songs he's building. And so it's been a very fun collaboration.
And what's your own background in music?
My background is in old-time American music. My dad is also a really great musician. Actually, our dads have collaborated with each other.
Wow.
Also, so this is a multi-generational family collaboration. Dan Gellert is my dad, and he's a really great fiddler and banjo player. And so I grew up hearing traditional music, and that's my main thing as a fiddler, is traditional music. But I love taking those sounds into different realms, which is definitely what I'm doing with Joachim.
Brilliant. Joachim, talk to us about the first song we're going to play, Come Along Buddy. What's this about?
Well, Come Along Buddy is an Uncle Dave tune that I think what he was doing was he would take lines from different places and repurpose them. And I sort of did the same thing and changed all his lines and made them little lines from here and there, like children's books I was reading my daughter at the time. And just, it's sort of just this very evocative imagery of, it's like a stream of consciousness.
Brilliant. Here it is now.
buddy, don't you wanna go?
That is Come Along Buddy by Joachim Cooder. Joachim, it's a lovely sound, and I think that sound, it kind of really sells and resonates well here in Ireland, doesn't it?
I think so. I mean, pretty soon after making the Uncle Dave record, I sent it to my friend back in LA who's from Waterford, and she found a lot of the melodies to be reminiscent of Irish tunes. And I think a lot of that music really has roots here. A lot of the early bluegrass and American music. So really, I was very looking forward to coming over and doing it here.
Is there a term for that? Am I right in saying the Appalachian style music? Is that the correct term for a lot of that type of music?
Raina, what do you think?
Well, I mean, the Southern Appalachians are definitely a hotbed of what we refer to as old time music, but like Uncle Dave Macon was from Tennessee, not from the mountains. Yeah. And there's old time music from all over the United States. And so, just old time music is pretty much what you'd call it.
And we discussed the partnership between both of your fathers, and that actually led on to some other work you've done, Joachim.
Yeah. I took on this project of doing, the soundtrack to a documentary called Queens and Cowboys, which was basically a year of the gay rodeo circuit in the United States, and these people from these rural towns and kind of their life stories. And it was a very, really pretty amazing documentary. And so I was making this American kind of old Western music for it, and we flew out Raina's dad, Dan, to play banjo on it. And I loved what he did so much, and nobody saw this movie, basically. So I felt like I was sitting on a gold mine of this beautiful banjo music. And at a certain point, I always kept listening to this one cue, and basically just lifted it out of the documentary and just jammed it into the middle of this Uncle Dave song from the Over That Road I'm Bound record.
Okay.
And so we can listen to that one. It's called Over That Road I'm Bound.
And what's it about?
Well, this is another one where I changed all the lyrics because some of the Uncle Dave stuff is so esoteric and, you know, from such a long time ago that I would basically let my mind wander and kind of go down these little journeys. Like what I think what it was my father-in-law was not well at the time, and I kind of had this notion of like visiting just little memories that you have and kind of like revisiting them again in like in a flash. Mm. And so I put that idea into the song.
Brilliant. Here it is.
Shining bright while I walk alone tonight. Every station I pass by, thought I heard a little Ella cry. I'm bound to go over that road. I'm bound to go. Over that road I'm bound to go. Bound to go. Over that road bound to go. Stop before I go, right down Tennessee Valley Road. Every station I pass by, thought I heard little Ella cry. I'm bound to go, over that road I'm bound to go.
What a beautiful song, Joachim. It's lovely, and you can really hear that the bit of the influences from Ireland in that as well.
Thank you.
And in terms of the tour dates now, we mentioned you're in Campbell's Tavern tonight in Headford, and then you go to Dublin and Whelan's on Wednesday. On Thursday, you're in Cypress Avenue, Cork. Friday, you're in Leap. And then on Saturday, you're finishing off with a festival in Kilkenny. So it's going to be a busy week for you.
Yes, and it's the bank holidays we were just talking about, so... We're expecting some real lively crowds.
Mm. And you have great support on the tour as well. You have a special guest, Taylor Lally. How did this all come about with Taylor on the tour?
Well, Taylor works with Nigel, who is the one who has been bringing us over here. So it just works out that we all pile in the car. There's just enough room for all of us.
Taylor Lally, you're welcome. And you're from... County Down, you told me. How did you get into music?
I liked music because I liked the guitar and tin whistle and clarinet when I was 14. And just carried on with that. Yeah, I was just good at it, so just kept it up.
And do you write your own stuff or do you do covers?
I do both. So I love writing songs. It's all about the song. But then I do cover gigs as well because that's what makes me money the most right now. So
yeah. And do you have any of your stuff out on any platforms at the moment if people want to listen to a bit of you?
Indeed, yeah. I've got CDs out and then Spotify and all the likes, all the streaming services, YouTube and all that.
And you've been going all over the place, starting close to home there in Belfast and Port Stewart, but you've gone all around the country and you've a few more dates. Have you been enjoying it so far?
Are you joking? I'm having the best time of my life. The time of my life. We went to the cliffs of Moher yesterday and I cried my eyes out. So yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot. I've not been more south than Dublin ever before, so I'm having a great time, yeah.
Have you noticed anything different over this side of the country to Dublin or down?
Uh-huh. You just don't say we. We say, oh, I'm having a wee cup of tea.
Or, small.
Yeah, you don't say we here. That's the only difference.
That's the only difference. Yeah. Okay, that's good to know. It's good to know. And in terms of your songwriting, what are the plans for the future or going forward? Is there an album in the offing or what are you releasing stuff?
I don't know. I do know. I want to go more commercial, to be honest with you. I don't want to do the niche thing anymore. I just want to meet as many people as possible. I want to make as much music as possible that's accessible. So I'm working with people and producers in London at the moment. And I just want to go down that road, yeah.
That's very exciting, the fact that you're producing with people in London. Mm. And what would the next goals be? Would you like to headline gigs and that kind of thing?
Yeah,
around the
one
place?
Of the stadiums one day.
Brilliant.
Let's go.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, the very best luck at that. She's a live wire, Joachim, and I'd say she's well, she gets the crowd nice and warmed up for you in Matt Malloy's and other places as well.
Oh, yes. We're all having a good time together. Sorry, I'm just...
And Raina, it's nice to see that kind of collaboration. Important to help the next generation as well on tours like this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we've all done lots of opening slots in our day.
And have you noticed anything different between the north, south, east and west of Ireland in terms of things like we and that since you've been here?
Nothing that specific, I have to admit. Mostly just, you know, the changing landscape and... the different colours they paint the sheep. Mm.
Yeah. And this is actually your second time, Joachim, doing this type of tour. I know you were in Headford last summer as well, so looking forward to getting back there tonight.
Absolutely. We started, our last tour, we started in Campbell's Tavern.
And okay.
It felt so good. Everybody was just crammed in and, you know, sometimes when we play the performing arts centres, it can feel like everybody's really far away. But in Campbell's, it's just, they're right there. And that helps.
Almost sitting in our laps.
Yeah.
And
we do better.
Do we know if there's tickets available tonight on the door?
There are still tickets available, yeah.
Brilliant. So get down to Campbell's Tavern this evening. And you're getting underway at 8 o'clock, I believe.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, the best of luck with it. You're in Campbell's Tavern in Headford tonight. And then from there, you go to Dublin and Whelan's. That's going to be a great venue. Tomorrow, Thursday, it's Cork and Cypress Avenue. On Friday, it's Leap and Connie's of Leap. And on the Saturday, then, in Kilkenny, finishing off with the Kilkenny Roots Festival. I hope you're ready for the Cats, is what they're called in Kilkenny.
Oh.
Are you ready for them? Did you know that? They're called the Cats.
The Cats?
Yeah.
Like the people or the Cats?
Yeah, it's a hurling reference. So, that's their team's nickname. So, So start meowing at them when you go down there.
Well,
oh boy!
Before I left on this trip, I was introduced to hurling for the first time, and I could not believe what I was seeing.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my goodness!
You better get to a match on Sunday if you're able to on the bank holiday weekend, but I don't know if you will be able to. Joachim Cooder and Raina Gellert and also Taylor Lally, thank you all for joining us here on Galway Talks. That's where we make our leave for the programme for today. My thanks to Darren Kelly, who produced, Siobhan, who took your calls on reception, and tomorrow's show is already getting very busy. Among the things we'll be discussing, Ireland's first lady, Mrs. Sabina Higgins, will light a candle at Orson Uachtarán for the children of Gaza. And she also has Galway connections as well. Las Quinil de Foshi Gaza Suspigil. We're looking at that Irish language event here in Galway. Unleash your creative energy at Crinu Lates. Galway City celebrates Ireland's National Day of Youth Creativity. We have financial advice with Dave McCarthy. Wilder Wellbeing's May Mental Health Campaign gets underway. And on History Talks, it's the turn of Dr. John Cunningham and the book Spirit of Revolution 1917 to 1923. So all that plus lots more coming up on Galway Talks tomorrow morning. A reminder, we're out in Clifton this Friday for Community Matters. So if you want to get involved in that programme, do so. I already have a number of big names lined up out in Clifton, but if you want to get involved in that, do email straight away to comments@galwaybayfm.ie. I will be calling the remainder of my guests this afternoon. So my guests will be joining me in the Woodfield Hotel in Clifton. If you're in the Clifton area this Friday, do come down, say hello, and we might even have a cup of tea and a sandwich for you as well. You never know what might happen. So that's all to come this week on Galway Talks. So we'll join us tomorrow just after 9 o'clock for a very, very busy programme. And we want to get you involved. So if you want to get involved, do so straight away by getting in contact with us here on Galway Talks. Well, that's all from the programme for today. Up next is Ronan Lardner with the Livewire. From all of us here on Galway Talks, stay safe and have a very good afternoon.
Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway on the Monavay Road, a new way to car shop.